Mecklenburg County Board of Education, District 3. Gregory D. D is in parentheses. Rankin, R-A-N-K-I-N. Background. Chair of Education for BPC of Charlotte Mecklenburg. Co-chair of CMS Equity Com Student Wellness Com. Chair of Mayor's Mentoring Alliance. Director of Education, Sigmas of Charlotte. Former educator. Please describe your top two or three priorities if elected. Quality education for all students and equitable resources for students in need. How should the Board of Education address disparities in learning for students of different races and family incomes? BOE members should be intentional with creating policies that address the learning disparities of different races, as well as applying social, financial, and human capital to address the needs of different races and lower-income families. Website. Rankin4Education.com, that's the number 4, R-A-N-K-I-N, the number 4, education.com. Stephen Rushing. Background. I have 7 amazing children and 1 grandson. I'm a vested community leader and 10-year business owner with a kid taxi service for school pickup, a counseling and coaching business providing solutions for successful men, and marriage counseling with my wife. Please describe your top 2 or 3 priorities if elected. It is time to stand behind our teachers and allow their voices to be heard to improve our kids' learning abilities, also so the kids can go back to being kids. There is also a great need for the Latino community to have a voice in CMS. And with my Hispanic background, I want to help that voice be heard. How should the Board of Education address disparities in learning for students of different races and family incomes? Students receive dramatically different learning opportunities based on their social status. We must increase high-quality curriculum resources, provide our teachers with the tools and training needed to teach our children equally while building stronger communities. Website, facebook.com, elect Stephen Rushing. Mecklenburg County Board of Education, District 4. Carol Sawyer. Background. Elected to the school board 2017. Policy Comm Chair. Public Education Advocate 20 plus years. Founder, One MEC, dedicated to improving equity and access in schools and housing. Parent of an East MEC graduate. CMS volunteer tutor, hands-on PSY teacher. Please describe your top 2 or 3 priorities if elected. Provide clear goals for student outcomes to drive resources and staff focus. Advocate for improved teacher staff pay so that our children have the best teachers and staff in their schools. Continue to build bridges from CMS to community groups and partners to support our CMS students and families. How should the Board of Education address disparities in learning for students of different races and family incomes? The board should work to create schools that have a diverse mix of students. Where there is not a possibility of that, we must provide the extra resources needed in schools serving families from low-income neighborhoods so that student outcomes match those of peers from higher wealth areas. Website, SawyerForSchools.com. That is the word for F-O-R, SawyerForSchools.com. Stephanie Sneed, S-N-E-E-D. Background, I am an attorney, experienced in employment and child abuse cases. I'm on CMS Bond Oversight Com and board of an education think tank. I served as chair, Black Political Caucus, and on its Education Com, Girl Scout Leader, and CMS Volunteer / Advocate / PTA / Mom. Please describe your top two or three priorities if elected. Achievement, board focus on increasing outcomes, expectations of all students through measurable goals. Support for teachers, staff, provide consistent policies, guidance, support, meaningful salaries, and innovative incentives. Access, increase access to mental health support resources for students and families. How should the Board of Education address disparities in learning for students of different races and family incomes? The board must have measurable goals that include addressing achievement gaps to ensure college career readiness. Goal execution requires a board to ensure budget monies sought from state and county support these efforts. Clear direction to superintendent and pursue intergovernmental programmatic support. Website, SneedForEducation.com. That is the number four, SneedForEducation.com. Clara Kennedy Witherspoon. Background, licensed K-12 school counselor, licensed school administrator, MTSS specialist, high school graduation coach, qualified mental health professional, founder and executive director of a nonprofit organization, and director of a 21st CCLC. Please describe your top two or three priorities if elected. Hire a highly qualified superintendent. Advocate for parents to have a voice in decisions. And three, equity and equality to ensure all students are provided resources to support success. How should the Board of Education address disparities in learning for students of different races and family incomes? One, equity and equality. 2, highly qualified administrators and teachers working in low-performing schools. 3, school leaders must know how to implement a strong MTSS framework and utilize data problem solving to make the needed changes in their schools to support academic success. Website, CSPOON22.org. Mecklenburg County Board of Education, District 5. Lisa Kline, CLINE. Background, 39 plus years of educational experience, 29 plus in CMS. I was a teacher, curriculum lead, and assistant principal. I have a BA from Clemson University in secondary education and a minor in French. I have an MSA, Master's in School Administration, from UNCC. Please describe your top two or three priorities if elected. Accountability, safety, and change for educational excellence for every student. Accountability to educate and prepare students. Safety on the bus, at school, in the classroom. Change CMS and change our community. How should the Board of Education address disparities in learning for students of different races and family incomes? The real question is how to ensure all students have an optimal learning experience while ensuring an emotionally and physically safe environment so they flourish academically. Teachers must be adept at identifying learning styles and life experiences for each student's academic success. Website, KleinForStudentBoard.com. KleinForSchoolBoard.com, rather. And KleinFor is spelled F-O-R. It is the word for. So CLINEFORSCHOOLBOARD.com. KleinForSchoolBoard.com. Trent Merchant, MERCHANT. Background, executive search consultant. I help organizations find leaders and establish successful talent practices. CMS School Board at Large, 2006 through 2011. Former division leader, $5 billion company. Former high school teacher, coach, and theater director. CMS parent. Please describe your top two or three priorities if elected. 1, the main thing. Drive relentless focus on raising the bar and closing gaps in student learning outcomes. 2, recruit a strong superintendent and rebuild leadership across the district that will support teachers so we can accomplish the main thing. 3, restore stability and public trust. How should the Board of Education address disparities in learning for students of different races and family incomes? Quit arguing about the past. Start where we are and move into action and solutions without waiting for perfect. Entice the best leaders to go to schools with the greatest needs. Get them money, talent, and help, and clear red tape so they can get things done swiftly. Website, TrentMerchant.com. TrentMerchant.com. Mecklenburg County Board of Education District 6. Summer Nunn. S-U-M-M-E-R. Nunn. N-U-N-N. Background. CMS Elementary School Mom. Member of the school leadership team. Working alongside principal and teachers, successful marketing leaders and business executives, built brands through owning budgets, staffing leadership, and creating team structures. Please describe your top two or three priorities if elected. Hiring the right superintendent to lead CMS. Teacher and staff resources, student outcomes, and budget evaluation to make sure we adjust to focus there. How should the Board of Education address disparities in learning for students of different races and family incomes? It goes beyond that to include those with learning disabilities. We have to meet kids where they are and give them the resources and attention to make sure they are able to progress based on their learning styles and help them mentally focus on learning. Website, summernunforschoolboard.com. That is the word for, F-O-R. summernunforschoolboard.com. Sean Strain, S-T-R-A-I-N. Background, currently serving board member, district representative, 5 years, business executive, nonprofit leader, including educational foundations. Please describe your top two or three priorities if elected, district culture slash high expectations and accountability of all stakeholders for delivery of mission serving every students, families, classroom, through boardroom, employees, community partners, safety of students and staff, true equity in support, enablement of every student. How should the Board of Education address disparities in learning for students of different races and family incomes? Lead families and community partners to deliver requisite preparation and support through early childhood development. Meet every student where they are and challenge them every day to fly as high as they possibly can. Reverse trend of lowering expectations, accountability of students, staff. Website, SeanStrain.com. Michael Watson, background. I have served as PTA president at J.M. Robinson Middle School, VP at Polo Ridge Elementary. I served on both school leadership teams for 3 years each. Additionally, I serve on the alumni board for D. DEI for the College of Engineering at University of Missouri. Please describe your top two or three priorities if elected. One, common sense solutions to problems. Abandoning the one-size-fits-all solutioning that has been taking place. Two, school safety without unnecessary distractions. Three, proper leadership, ensuring we have the right superintendent in place who is empowered. How should the Board of Education address disparities in learning for students of different races and family incomes? Understanding the metrics are key to finding a viable solution. I want to be the candidate of common sense. Oftentimes, the why, in quotes, is abandoned before a proper how, in quotes, is established. With that being stated, it would be premature to offer a solution without the right information to speak to. Website, watson4cms.com, and that is the word for F-O-R, watson4cms.com.